Welcome back to the Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode today, and I'm so happy to have you. Today, we are going to be talking about quite a few interesting things that have arisen since our last episode. To start, my name is Michael, as you might know. My socials are at Katy Perry Aesthetic on Instagram and TikTok, and at MichaelPerry84 on Twitter. Now, let's get straight into today's episode, because she's pretty hefty. Huge announcements this week. First of all, wig, aka When I'm Gone, has been announced. Now, this has been rumored for quite a little bit of time within the Katy Cat community. I would say I've heard about it. Somebody sent me a leak, unfortunately. See, like, I love listening to things, because, like, you get excited. You're like, oh my god, it's the new song. I finally, like, I can hear it and it feels like exclusive. But I would say it kind of ruins the excitement for you. Like, when, you know, Katy first posts something and you're like, it's totally shocked. And you're like, oh my gosh, she's, like, a new song's coming out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I heard it, like, I think a week before she actually announced it. So, of course, I had no idea when she was going to release it. And yeah, so we have Wig When I'm Gone with Alesso coming soon. It's going to be released on December 29th, which is the first day of her Vegas residency, and the music video will be premiering on January 10th, alongside, I believe, the halftime show for some big college football games. So there is quite a bit of promotion coming with this, and we will get into that, actually. The first thing I want to say is, if you get leaks to songs, I think, personally, as long as you keep it within a close set of friends that you know will not leak the song, like, in a negative manner. Now, when I mean, like, leak in a negative manner, there's some people who love to be spreading leaks to everyone, and now, of course, songs in the past have leaked. As we know, E.T. leaked before it was released. Like, a ton of songs. 365 leaked. Just a ton of songs have leaked. So it's not something that's new. But, however, sometimes it can ruin a song in a way. So, for example, I'll take 365 as an example. 365 leaked almost, like, maybe 3 to 4 weeks before Katy ever announced it. And so it leaked in full. The full song leaked online. A lot of people got their hands on it. A lot of Katy Cats actually got their hands on it, and they learned it. And they started singing it to Katy in, like, you know, like, an awkward way. Like, I mean, it was iconic because it was funny, and everyone was like, oh my god, they're singing 365 to Katy. But, however, I think a lot of people like to spread leaks in a negative manner, where to, you know, spread the song. As you know, like, it can kind of kill the hype for a song, because once someone's already heard a song, it's not like they're going to be extremely excited once the artist officially announces it. So it's really not the best thing to spread the song like that. And that's why, like I said, it's okay as long as, you know, you keep it really within your close friend group of people who you know won't spread it like that. And for people that actually want to, like, I guess, hear it, that's fine if you want to ruin the hype in yourself for it. But you should still be hyped when the song is officially announced, because, you know, if you had never heard it, you would have been so hyped to hear it, or to be, you know, what I'm trying to say is, like, you would be so excited if it had never, ever come across you. So that's what's important. Leaks are kind of dangerous in that way. I honestly believe no leak is the best way, just because it keeps the excitement, it keeps it fresh. But yeah, so 365 leaked, kind of killed the hype for it, and it didn't perform as great as we wanted to, unfortunately. And then, like, what's it called? Like I said, those people were singing back to her. It was kind of iconic, but you could kind of tell Katy wasn't, like, loving it, because obviously she doesn't like her work to be leaked. And, you know, probably hearing your fans sing a leaked, unreleased song to you is probably not her favorite thing. And she even said, like, you know, I'm okay if you listen to the leak, but, like, You know what I mean? I think she knows that, like, leaks can kind of kill the hype for songs. So When I'm Gone did leak a little bit. I only heard the chorus, though, so I didn't hear everything. So I actually still don't know a lot of the song. However, I'm glad that Katie only waited, like, a couple of days after it leaked to, like, actually make the announcement instead of waiting, like, months or a month at least. So anyway, so yeah, so When I'm Gone is released. I mean, sorry, is announced and will be released on December 29th. So that's coming up really soon. I'm really excited. Yeah, so we did get some visuals from her announcement. We see Katie in a gorgeous, fully black suit, kind of sexy-like. They're in some type of, like, warehouse. From rumors I've heard, and from I think some people have leaked it, but I didn't see it, there is a huge dance scene, actually, in the When I'm Gone video. So we're going to see Katie dancing. The song is very upbeat. It is a very good song. I think it's a very good comeback song. And I personally think we are entering KP6 era. And I know that's, like, kind of scary to say. But I personally think we've moved on from Smile, and I think we're entering something new, because I think When I'm Gone is definitely going to be on the next album. So maybe it's like the lead single, but not the lead single, if you know what I mean. She's kind of just releasing out there, teasing the next album's kind of sound. So this is an electronic dance music track. It is super upbeat. Alesso is known as a great DJ, and I personally, like, I remember his older stuff from 2013, 2014. I haven't really heard him recently, but, like, I remember, like, his music always got popular, so I'm really praying and I'm really hoping this can actually, like, hit the masses, and seeing this type of promotion that's starting, Katie and Alesso both posted on TikTok. I believe maybe they'll try more things like a When I'm Gone challenge or something. So I think this definitely has potential for TikTok audio. I've already seen great videos from some Katie Cats and from some actual, like, people I don't think are Katie Cats. I've seen some great videos from them already. Also to add, E.T. just is starting to go viral on TikTok, which is really cool to see. We know previously that California Girls and Harley's in Hawaii went viral, and now we see E.T. is starting to pick up, so that's kind of exciting to see. I love hearing old music on there. So I'm really happy. There was a story a little bit ago, I believe. I think it was like yesterday or the day before. Capitol Records, I think, if I'm not mistaken, just hired or promoted a new type of, like, president or CEO or something like that. And Katie sent her a flower bouquet with the words boss on it. Very beautiful flower bouquet for her, I guess, as a congratulations. And, the lady, I don't know her name, but the lady posted on her story and showed us the card, and it was very sweet, and it looked like Katie was very supportive of her, and she said, you know, whatever, like, she tagged her back, and she said, oh, whatever, whatever, I will do you proud. Now, a lot of Katie Cats hate on Capitol Records because the last two albums, Witness and Smile, we don't think it got, like, the promotion that it deserved. And now that we, I guess, have this new lady in charge, and we see that Katie and her have a good relationship, everyone was very ecstatic to hear I Will Do You Proud, because for most of us, it means, is she actually going to focus on promoting her again? You know, so it's really exciting to, you know, maybe even think that we might actually get some real good promotion, so that, you know, not just Katie Cats, but the whole world can enjoy this new music, this new album, you know. And I think maybe Katie is changing a little bit in that way. So that's really exciting to see. I'm really excited. You should be really excited. Stream When I'm Gone on December 29th. They also kind of left, like, once you pre-saved it on Spotify or on Apple Music or whatever, it gave a little note, after you saved it, to say that, like, a snippet has been posted on TikTok or it's in the TikTok. So if you go to the TikTok, click on the audio, there will be, like, it's an official, like, When I'm Gone. And if you click on like the play button on the top, like top left hand corner, it'll actually play like a little bit of the verse and then going into the chorus, and then it will give a little bit more of like, actually no, it'll play the chorus and then it'll go into the next verse. So it's really exciting. It's actually quite catchy. I do recommend going and listening to it. Like, I'm just so excited, and she's giving us everything we want, which is amazing. I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited for play. What do you guys think? Are you guys excited for When I'm Gone? You should be. I think it's a big change from the Daisies era. I think I'm excited. I was literally telling my friend, like, I want, like, to see sexy Perry. You know what I mean? Like, I think we've had, like, mom Perry for this last album, and it was adorable, but it'll be 2 years old in August. So I was thinking, like, I think the next album, and Katie literally knows herself, every album is a different era of herself. Everything has its own looks, everything has its own personalities, everything. So I'm really excited. I love how, like, everything has the black hair. It's really iconic. I think we're shaping up to have a great era with this new single that's coming out. I'm just so excited, and I can't wait to hear it live at Play. And yeah, what do you guys think? I'm so excited. Let's go into a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, thank you guys so much for holding. Let's move into our next section. Now, this week, we actually got to see a lot of interviews from Katie, mostly all about Play, obviously, in promotion of Play, the show at Las Vegas. So we did get to learn a lot of new information about the show. We got to see, actually, in one of the interviews, the outfits for the show, which was really interesting to see Katie, you know, kind of spoil a little bit. Obviously, the whole show is not spoiled. But from what we do know, Katie said that she is kind of like a doll in the show. In different scenes, in different costumes, in different everything. And those will all be sections within the show. So, it was really interesting to see that. It was really nice to see Katie obviously doing interviews. We haven't gotten any like interviews from her since like, I believe last year, or I mean, like, she's done small interviews, but the last interview cycle she's done was for Smile in 2020. So it has been a little bit of time since we've seen her do an interview like this. Like, what's it called? She's wearing the same thing in the interviews. She did like probably like one day that she just kind of like maybe did like 5, 6, or 7 interviews. I haven't watched them all. Everyone's been saying that she kind of says the same thing sometimes. Like, she'll say the same joke, or she'll say the same saying, or whatever. Like, obviously, it makes sense. Like, she has a ton to get through. And, you know, obviously, there's probably points that she needs to talk about, you know, in promotion of the show and or, like, you know, so it's been interesting. There's one that showed, like, Katie was talking about her old costumes. So we got to see a ton of old costumes. Like, I'm talking, like, ones from one of the boys with, like, the Fruit Bowl one. There was the Super Bowl one. There was the Prismatic World Tour Dark Horse Egyptian costume. There was the Witness World Tour gold opening costume. That was really cool to see all the old costumes, and they were talking about them, and, you know, everyone was just kind of like very positive, you know, just talking about like Daisy, asking about Daisy. It was really cute to hear about Daisy and how Daisy's like a toddler, and, you know, it's so lovely to see Katie in this motherly way, and it's so lovely to see Katie as such a great mother, and we all knew that she would be. Yeah, so it's very interesting. If you're interested, go watch a ton of those interviews. You'll actually learn a lot about, you know, Katie's life right now, and also about the upcoming shows. So I'll just say the costumes look insane. They're so cool, and I cannot wait to see them live. Like, I can't even just describe them. There's so many costumes, first of all. She has so many outfit changes. And each costume is so different and so big. And I think Katie said that, like, this is her favorite thing she's done, like, creatively so far. And also, like, just expect huge things from this show because it is so, so just mega, if that makes sense. And so she said that she's only playing to about 5,000 people. She said that the show is full of hits, so only hit songs, which makes sense because I think she talked about it in one of the interviews where, like, she has to understand her crowd. A lot of these people are coming for the weekend, coming for their birthdays, or, you know, like, there's business people here. Or she said she kind of just wanted to make sure that everyone kind of knew every song, or, like, she just kind of chose her top. She said she chose her, like, most streamed songs, like, from one to, I think she said she's playing, like, 20-something songs. So, obviously, this show is full of hits. It's going to be upbeat the entire time. This is really exciting to see, and hopefully, I really hope that, you know, locals might walk in and watch the show and come out as Katie Cats. Or, you know, I think if I was in Vegas and I was not a fan of hers, like, I'm like, just say I was a local or something, and I was looking for a good show to look at, to watch that night or the next night, I think Katy Perry sounds like a very solid choice, in my opinion. We all know, you know, her Teenage Dream hits, her Prism hits. I think most people would choose, you know, like, let's go see Katy Perry. It sounds like a fun time. And they might walk out loving her or actually being bigger fans. So this might be a great opportunity for her to build a little bit of a more of a fan base with the locals. Hopefully we get to see, like, videos come out of this that, like, go viral. Hopefully we see, you know, like, memes come out of that are obviously positive, that are viral. Like, I can't wait to see this in the media, and hopefully, you know, it gets great reviews so that people know that the residency is great. And yeah, like, this is, I think if you remember, like, before she even announced the residency, I think I was a little bit of against it because of just, like, it's kind of hard because a lot of people can't go to Vegas. And now, I mean, obviously now that I can go, it's like, oh, it's great. But, like, now I'm thinking about it in a more positive way. And I'm saying, and even though some people might not be able to go, it's still gonna give her money, which is important, but also it's still gonna, like, help her, I guess, still be active, if that makes sense. And she did say that a tour is not in the works, but is definitely in the future coming. My guess is 2023, after the release of this next album that's coming, which I honestly believe will be next year sometime. So you never know. I always told you, Katie will come for you. Katie will do a tour. So, you know, it's exciting to see. I hope everything goes well. Play is shaping up to be a really amazing show. Myself, personally, right now, it's, my whole Vegas trip was fine until Omicron. And now we're kind of, like, on the edge of our seats. Canada is, like, so much more strict than America is regarding, like, travelers and Omicron and everything. So we're just kind of, like, trying to survive and trying to go as much as we can. But, you know, like, the group of people, like, they all work. So if they impose a rule that you have to quarantine for 2 weeks when you come back to Canada from anywhere, that kind of takes it out of the question for a lot of us. Or if there's just a total travel ban, that obviously means we can't go anywhere. So it's a little scary right now. I really hope I can go, but at this point, I'm just kind of waiting, and we're all just kind of waiting to see, like, what's going to happen. Nobody would have, like, when we booked these tickets, when I bought the show tickets, nobody would have ever thought that Omicron would just come right before Christmas and ruin everything. So that's the unfortunate thing. But hopefully, right now, it's still happening. However, things could change and I might not be able to go. I will update you guys if I go or not. Yeah, I'm just taking it day by day, hoping, just trying to get through the holidays and see how everything works.
I'm really scared that it might get canceled, but I really hope not. I really want to see this show. Like, I just want to see it and finally get to do something since 2019, the last time I traveled. So, you know, it's gonna be a... might be good, might be bad. I'll keep you updated. I'm really excited, though. I'm trying to stay positive. You know, Christmas is right around the corner, or, you know, whatever holiday you celebrate. So just have a good week, I guess, is my message here. Have a great time with your family, even if you might not celebrate Christmas, this is always a time with family and everything. So I really wish you guys a great, happy end of the year, happy new year, and happy, you know, anything that you desire. I really hope, you know, it happens for you. And, you know, I hope Katie Katz gets to be served by this new single coming out. Make sure you support it. Make a TikTok about it when it comes out or before it comes out. You know, stream it as much as you can. And, you know, let's just do Katie proud with this one. I think in the past, we've tried and we've failed. But I think this song specifically is going to be a banger. And I personally think with the promotion for Matt Capital, with Katie's energy with the song, with everything, I do think we can make this happen for Katie. I'm not saying we need a 10th number one, but it would be very nice to have a 10th number one. And I think after all of these years, I think after all of the underratedness Katie has went through, she deserves it. But again, she's not looking for it. So it would just be a nice gift to her, if that makes sense. Anyways, I'm excited to see it at play. I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited to see the music video, and I'm sure you are as well. Anyways, have a great holiday season this end of the month. I wish you the best. I love y'all so much. The one thing I'm so thankful for this holiday season is you guys. You guys keep, you know, supporting me and listening to this podcast. Personally, I don't know why. I'm probably so annoying to hear, but I don't care. I'm so grateful for you guys, and I'm so excited for this new year we're about to enter. I am not stopping podcasting. I love it, and I can't wait to go into this new year with you guys and just exploring everything that happens in this Katie Katz fandom and in the pop world. Update, I did not get those Olivia Rodrigo tickets I was talking about. They sold out so quickly, even though I was verified. I got placed 2,000th in line, and I did not get them, unfortunately. By the time I got to, like, actually purchasing tickets, there were very few. There were not even four. I needed four together. There were not even four together anymore, and the cheapest ones were $350 when floor seats were selling for $70. So, unfortunately, it didn't happen for me. I doubt it will happen for me because the resale is so expensive for these tickets. So, unfortunately, I will not be going to Olivia Rodrigo like I had hypothesized. However, Play is probably going to be a better show, in my opinion. No offense, Olivia Rodrigo. Play is, and any Katie show, I think, will be better than Olivia Rodrigo show. And that's the only thing carrying me through. I did buy Avril Lavigne tickets instead the same day. As soon as I found out that I couldn't get Olivia Rodrigo tickets, I was like, okay, Avril, I'm buying tickets to you. So I'm going to see Avril Lavigne, and that's that. Avril Lavigne is awesome. I love her new sound, and I love the new album that will come out soon, I think next year as well. So you know what? I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm trying to be happy this holiday season, and I hope you do too. I thank you guys so much for listening today. I wish you a great morning, a great afternoon, a great evening, or a great night, no matter what. Stay safe and be happy if you want to be. Love you all so much. I'll talk to you later.